Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. British Columbia's Harness Racing Authority, along with Great Canadian Gaming, the owners of Fraser Downs, dropped a bombshell over the weekend. They proposed to reduce the dates for the rest of the year at Fraser and rescind all dates for the 2011 season. Not only that, they intend to hook up with Harness Racing in Alberta to form a racing circuit between the two jurisdictions, one that would operate 4 months in BC, 4 months in Alberta. Which is fine, except for one thing. According to Bill Andrew, the president of the Alberta Standardbred Horse Association, the whole thing is news to him. He's our guest on Trot Radio. Bill, I guess the first question you must have asked yourself when you got the news is, what the hell is going on?
Well, it was. I sent a note to the minister, Minister Coleman, in British Columbia, and basically said that. I said from a personal point of view, I after I picked myself off the floor, I wondered what the heck was going on, and basic tenet of any business would be that if you're going to release some information about a stakeholder, you'd at least have the courtesy to talk to them or engage them first, and none of that was done. Then from a formal point of view, basically we restated our position that we have no interest in a formalized racing circuit with British Columbia. I think people have to understand two things. One, fundamentally, is the distance between the two places. It would be somewhat akin to setting something up where you had one end at Windsor and the other end in Montreal.
Yeah.
And it just the distance doesn't make sense. Secondly, we've got a strong industry in Alberta. It's not as strong as it once was, but we feel it's still a strong industry. British Columbia has a standardbred industry that is a great contributor to the economy there. It's got great history. Why would we choose to dilute those two? And the other fundamental problem that I have is you have the other breed that's involved as a stakeholder in the thoroughbreds, and they're getting away scot-free and basically would gain a tremendous advantage. I'm positive that the underlying deal in British Columbia is that the thoroughbreds take over Fraser Downs and get out of Hastings Park and basically muscle their way into the standardbred operation there.
Well, it would make sense that proposition that you're putting forth, because why else would Fraser Downs ask to have all their 2011 harness dates rescinded?
Absolutely.
And why would the racing authority in British Columbia say, okay, I mean, what's the deal here?
I'm a little concerned about the makeup of the committee. I have every empathy in the world for Bill Bowden, the standardbred rep, who left the committee the day before the release was sent out. Mm-hmm. I've been in situations before like that when you look around the table and you realize that the fix is in. And so basically you've got a committee that's chaired by an assistant deputy minister, and from what I see from a fairly simple head count, you pretty well guess which way the votes are going.
You got to wonder what's going on at Great Canadian Gaming as well, and I don't want to read too much into it, but the fact that Chuck Keeling left just a few weeks ago tells me that something is afoul. Something just isn't right with that organization, at least insofar as it pertains to how the standardbred people view things. And I think Keeling's departure may have been a harbinger, don't you think?
It could have been. I haven't had a chance to talk to Mr. Keeling, but I do know him moderately, and I certainly know him by reputation, and certainly the family, not only in Ontario, but in bringing harness racing to the Lower Mainland at Cloverdale or Fraser Downs. The Keeling family has been instrumental in the promotion of the standardbred breed and in standardbred racing, and have had tremendous racing in the facilities that they operate. I guess I don't blame the HPPA either, although I question their motives of the one breed. But if you've got an opportunity and you're of that mindset to destroy your competition or the standardbred breed and basically grab the whole pie in terms of purse support, it's not a bad thing to do. I just think it doesn't have a lot of integrity behind it to do that, particularly when recognizing what the standard bred owners, breeders, backstretch community has done in British Columbia, effectively carried the thoroughbreds on their back for a number of years while they were getting their act together, and then to be basically thrown under the bus.
Here's the other part that's confusing. While Great Canadian Gaming says, look, rescind our dates for 2011, we may ask for some to be given back to us as the need occurs, at the same time, they're asking for a four-month standard bred meet in BC and a four-month meet in Alberta. Where are they going to race if the thoroughbreds are all at Fraser? Are they going to race them over at Sandown?
Who knows? They may have a later year or just slowly work their way into this. The normal modus operandi for any of this is to start reducing your tenure at a facility and then eventually try and put the squeeze to you. We've been worked under that threat in Alberta for a number of years. We work very diligently, all the members of our organization, individually and collectively, to keep what is a strong breed and a strong industry up in the eye of the public. And as you know, we've been faced with a lot of challenges in Alberta. I think and I understand that it's happening this morning, as the standardbred community in British Columbia has got to get back on their hind legs and get going and defend it just as vigorously. And I'm not questioning what they've done to date, but they have to get very, very aggressive.
Well, let me ask you this. Assume that for a minute, you know, there's no more harness racing in British Columbia. Doesn't that strengthen the business in Alberta? I mean, where else are they going to go? I'm trying to find a silver lining here, you know.
I think it would be like having in southwest Ontario, you have two communities. Let's say that you have a plant in Stratford, Ontario, and another one in Mitchell, Ontario.
Right.
And you decide, well, let's close one plant and just operate the other. Yeah. Is that good? I don't think it is. I think you're basically diluting what you have. You're impacting the economy, and certainly in one place there is a loser, and the losers on both sides in British Columbia and Alberta are the people involved in the business that are going to get squeezed out. We're in the business to try and build this thing, not to destroy it by cutting it in half.
If, you know, this proposition had any legs to it, who are they going to get permission from in Alberta to do this? I can't see the government saying, yeah, sure, go ahead.
I know it's been, I've got a letter that's gone out to our membership this morning, and this has been floated around. I remember hearing it for the first time when we were involved in contract negotiations with Northlands Park in, I think, probably 1995 or 1996. The idea was floated out there. So it's been around for at least 15 or 16 years. The practicality is number one, split provincial funding. The provinces don't get along in anything. I can't expect that they're going to want to transfer funds from one place to the other. The other one is, you know, somebody needs to desperately get on Google Map or just take a bloody map and see how far it is from Edmonton, Alberta to Vancouver, BC, and realize that we've got a strong industry here. We're working to try and maintain this industry in Alberta. Why'd we tear it apart and have a two-ring circus that's separated by 1,300 kilometers? It just doesn't make any sense. And, you know, that being said, I want to support the BC people too. This is not done. I'm not saying this to slap the people in BC in the face. I think they've got to work like hell and get back their share of the pie out there. The horse racing industry was responsible for the slots going into the racing entertainments in the first place. The horse racing industry in Western Canada involves two fundamental breeds plus some quarter horses. And I believe it's time that the government and those that control the racetracks were reminded of that fact.
Just to be clear, you don't think there's any hope in Hades that the government authorities in Alberta that oversee racing are going to go for this proposal. I just don't understand why they wouldn't at least tell you.
They didn't. And basically, what happened was that there was an informational meeting between the committee in BC and the CEO of Horse Racing Alberta, strictly informational. Mm-hmm. He came back and said that, you know, they're floating this idea, and I told him, don't like that idea very much. The next thing we know, we read it in a news release. So, you know, if there was ever a case where somebody just through being invited to a meeting, and then all of a sudden everybody thinks that there's a bunch of head nodding in agreement, and never happened. And I made that call very quickly to Horse Racing Alberta just to confirm what went on out there a couple of weeks ago, and it was strictly informational. There was no discussion of setting up a circuit as far as, you know, any nodding of heads. As Terry Kiko, the CEO of Horse Racing Alberta, knows, we have no interest in doing that.
Well, that's good to know from your standpoint. So the only ones really taking it up the hard side are the horsemen in British Columbia. Let me play devil's advocate for a minute and try and be fair here to the people at Great Canadian Gaming. The complaint has long been too many races, too many tracks, too many dates, and there are those who say that the business is going to have to shrink down before it can grow again. Based on that logic, can you totally blame Great Canadian Gaming for taking this stance?
I told them, and then I've heard that argument for a long time as well. In fact, I once suggested to the general manager of Northlands that we hold one race a year down Jasper Avenue and invite everybody and race for several million dollars. So at what point do you stop the shrink? At what point do you look at the business as well? As I say, the thoroughbreds get a complete pass here. Has anybody looked at the underlying thoroughbred business? Why does it take so many horses to have a race? Why are they racing with 5 and 6 horse fields? Why are they racing $3,000 claimers for $6,000 in purse money? Has anybody really looked at that? And maybe start narrowing the focus on the business. Standard bred business, as far as I'm concerned, has been very proactive. We've worked like hell to try and keep our breed and our people at the forefront. If you look at the conditioning that goes into our horses, if you look at the product that they put on in Western Canada, it's an extremely good product, whether it's Fraser Downs or Edmonton Northlands, and then all of a sudden you just get shunted aside. And basically by people who I believe have limited knowledge in what the hell's going on.
Well, we can only hope you can keep up the good fight, even though it's a different jurisdiction, on behalf of the horse people in British Columbia, because based on everything we've seen so far, none of this can be good.
No, and my wife said to me on Sunday morning, she said, it seems every year, every 6 months, there's another fight. And I think that's just the way it is with horse racing right now. You've got to... You've got to fight for what you love, and it's no different than the government deciding that they're going to close a plant in one city and move everybody to the next city. I think there's two ways you can go about it. As you say, Norm, you can take it, or you can stand up. And I believe that the horse people in British Columbia are going to stand up, and we're going to stand up with them. I hope that OHA in Ontario will do the same. I trust they will.
Well, and one would hope they do, because I got to tell you, the notion of combining racetracks, I don't think it's going to work very well, simply because of the mindset of the racing community. Let me give you an example. When Windsor Raceway went on strike some years ago, a lot of their drivers came up to Western Fair. And let me tell you something, those Windsor guys who drew the rail somehow managed to get parked out.
Right.
So
no, that's the game.
If they can't play nice under those circumstances, I can't imagine it working on any other kind of level. Bill Andrew, President of Alberta Standardbred Horse Association, thank you for joining us and being so frank and open with us. Again, on behalf of the BC Harness people, dying to hear from them, but you have been a voice on their behalf as well, and we appreciate your work.
Thank you, Norm.